I'm the 小天虎 come on day one.
I saw a halfway man.
I saw another halfway man.
Why so many people queue for 2 plus study? Like that not handsome eh.
Huh? You want to see my YouTube partner? Ah? Ayah, too bad. He is on leave today. But he's okay to do OT. I just need to give him more treats. Can ready? There you are. Part 2, are you ready? Wow, 2,005 per square feet ah. Do you know you can buy good core region properties as well? Pinery Residences by Hoy Hai Realty. 588 units, TOP 2029. I like this name, Pinery. It sounds like pineapple. Means what lah. So can this project make you what?Or is it disgusting expensive? And look at the artist impression. Wow, got Pinery Mall some more leh. And still got fair price. Kopitiam. That means you are staying above the shopping mall leh. That means it's very convenient. And you will become very, yes,
fat and lazy.
This is the location for your Pinery Resi. It's just beside the Tampines West MRT. And it's about 60 meters only.
Huh?
Agent say walk ah. Now walking not handsome. The new near is called
crawling.
You just need to crawl 2 minutes and you reach the MRT station. If you think the mall is boring and you want to buy atas branded ah, you just need to take 43 minutes and you will reach my favorite 10N shopping mall. Now let's quickly recap how much developer bought the land for. Developer got it at 1,004 per square feet per plot ratio. Take note, this is not a normal plot. This is blue color plot. Means there's commercial component. That's why it's usually more expensive.
Wow,
there are6 bidders leh. This is important to know so that you will know whether this land got demand or not ma. You don't buy something ah, huh? 1 bidder. Hi yo, those are
shit de la shit area.
Wow, this developer queue ah, the 6 bidder Centauri Apex ah, they only bid at 814 per square feet ah. Maybe they mistaken that this plot is Revel, which is the EC beside you. And it's very important to know whether Hoy Ha got it atHigh price no. And they are so lucky. They got it 1.9% higher than second bidder eh. This means this is super competitive. And I feel sad for Sing Holdings. Sing Holdings, you can sack the person already, because they only lost by 13 million. Ask me ma, I have
Ringit lah.
So at this per square feet ah, how much can they make with their 15% profit margin? So you add all the fee, fair and fees ah, they can actually sell you at an average price of 2,000 per square feet only eh. Do you know when is the last new launch ah in OCR sold at 2,000 per square feet ah? It's about 2 years ago. Norwood Grand in Woodlands, walkable to MRT station. Now it's 2 years later, with inflation, construction costs getting more and more expensive, levy, workers cost, and Tampines more white people. This one got MRT andShopping mall leh. Where will they sell you 2,000? And I guess you have seen the indicative price starting from 2,004 per square feet lah. Those are the lowest level. But because this is mixed development, the lowest is I think level 3 lah. So if you calculate all this lah, wow, developer make a lot of money ah. Because today is a seller's market lah.
Oh yeah yeah yeah.
I want to teach you something. Got people ask me,
Eric, what do you think about the market now? Is it seller's market or buyer's market?
The answer is very simple. If your property is
shit de la shit,
it is buyer's market lah. If your property is
crampThen
is seller's market lor. Example, if you own a CBD property, that is called a
shitty la shit property.
It's a buyer's market lah, because you need to sell to Ahai ma. Now let's look at site plan. Wow, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 blocks. Not bad lah. There's 1, 2, 3, 4 and a half pool ah.
I saw my favorite.
Look at the top left corner. If you stay this block, you just need to cross 60 meters, which is the underground link to the MRT station. I want to share with you this cute drawing. Very cute, oh. Wow, you have 40 minutes to CBD. Downtown line is actually very convenient for those people who works there. And still near school, lah. And the shopping mall got supermarket, food court, and childcare center. Okay, now let's talk about the shopping mall. You want to know which mall is similar to, right? So something smaller than you, we have Sengkang Grand Mall. They have 109,000 square feet of retail space. Then next will be you, lah. Pinery, 120,000 square feet. Then the third one will be your neighbor lor, Park Town, 146,000 square feet. But they are shared by 1,193 units leh. If I sell bar chor mee there, I sell $30. Then next we have White Sand, 150,000 square feet. Hougang Mall, 165,000. Helium Mall, 175,000. You can go and gai gai these few more to have a feeling how small is your shopping mall lah. I don't call it Pinery Mall, I call it the
Pirate Mall.
Because proper mall I think should be like, even I say a very small lah, Woodlay Mall, 206,000 square feet. Or better still, Pasir Ris Mall, 450,000 square feet. PLQ lah, the Paya Lebar one, better, 340,000 square feet. So I think a proper mall should be about at least 250,000 and above lah. That means your priority mall is only half the size. Now let's talk about Unimix. Well, this one good lah, don't have stupid one beta, because people buy one beta new launch don't make a lot of money one. And that's why I always recommend those people with one beta new launch budget, you top up a bit money, go and
back borrow steel.
Go and get a 3-bedroom OCR and you can bake your huakui from there. Usually people buy 2 beta for investment and it consists about 42.8%. The rest for own stay, 57.2%. Oh, this is a very good balance, because you see that based on this percentage, developer want to attract families more than investment. Now is the fun part. I'm going to show you the floor plans, the indicative price by the developer, and my average price per square feet. And this is a 14-story building. My average price is level 8 or 9. Lor. So let's start with 2 bed, 2 bath, 624 square feet. The old calculation, 653 square feet. Old calculation, it means pre-harmonization. That means they include the aircon latch into a built-in area. Huh? What is this for? So that you can compare with the surrounding projects under pre-harmonization. So you can use this as a guide. Yeah, I'm good, right? So that you can compare yourself, ma. Come on, come. Clap, 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 clap until I can hear. Starting from 1.498 million, my average 1.53 million, 2,450 per square feet. This is the old calculation. Don't buy 2 beta la. At this price, you can also get a 3-bedroom OCR with higher potential of making money la. And not to forget with the 4 years of renter. Hiyo. Let's go for something to stay. 3 bed, 2 bath, 807 square feet. This is the old calculation.
Hiyo.
This kitchen cannot walk here because there's no window here. Then upgrade condo for what? Is to have is to experience better life. And eating fried food is one of them. This is your storeroom now. Store what? Store shoe lah. That is called shoe room. Starting from 1.93 million, my average 1.9 million, 2,450 per square feet. This is the old calculation. Come on guys, enjoy life. Get something to walk, hey, which is this 3 bed 2 bath 861 square feet. This is the old calculation size. The room size very good, queen, queen, king. And this kitchen good, can walk, hey. Starting from 2.07 million, my average 2.12 million, 2,460 per square feet. This is the old calculation. That means you just need to pay 100 to 150,000 more in order to walk, hey. Do you know that right now with enclosed kitchen is a
luxury, eh?
Those people who knows property, the first thing they come to your kitchen, hey, can walk, hey, means you huakui. Induction. So during housewarming, show off your kitchen, not your blender anymore. You got more money, Ayo, then don't go and get those what showroom. 3 bed, 3 bath, 990 square feet, 1044 square feet is the old calculation. This is a giant showroom or storeroom. And very good, can walk here because there's a window here. Starting from 2.352 million, my average 2.4 million, 2425 per square feet. Wow, you got more money, then let's go for 4 bed, 3 bath, 1141 square feet. This is the old calculation size. This is a nice storeroom, which you can also convert to your dog and cat's room. And then you can howlian to people. This is a 5-room condo.
4 for human, 1 for animal.
Starting from 2.722 million, my average 2.78 million, 2,440 per square feet. For those people rich until you sell one, you can actually get this 5-bed 4-bath, 1,475 square feet. This is the old calculation size. Starting from 3.5 million, my average 3.5 million, 2,430 per square feet. Now let's talk about schools because it's very important for resale value. You have 1 kilometer to St. Hilda's Primary. Just go to this school directly, which is your Temasek Poly. Your huakui either is an alumni there. Results good or bad also become huakui. Yes, studies is important. But if you have no guts to buy property, in the end, you will also be poor. You never hear this before, man. Some of people study too well, income very high. In the end, they work in the factories here and their boss is a diploma student. Or even better, PSLE only. And there are many cases, IT student, oyo, very lousy in studies. But in the end, they own a lot of businesses. So it's not about studies. It's whether or not you are hungry or not. So be careful when you buy Pinery Resi, because it's very convenient and you'll become, yes,
fat and lazy.
Kamsia Hamida, we are at the end of part one. So you want to know how I compare projects, whether this project at this per square feet is good or bad buy, you can learn in my upcoming webinar, which I put the link somewhere here, and I will also put the link in the comment section below. So in the webinar, I'm touching new launch and resale. Which one should you go for? So remember to stay tuned to part two, and I'll see you in my next video.